What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Internet Hollywood Radio. Our next guest on the show is another talented model from the state of Connecticut. What's up, Michaela?
Hi, Justin. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good, good. Not too bad on this Thursday. Awesome. Almost Friday, right?
Absolutely. We about to head right into the weekend.
We're trying.
All right. It's always a pleasure to have awesome people like you on my radio show. It's been a little while since we had some new faces on the show, and it's always a great feeling when those times finally come when we learn about other people's personality. But to start things off, like everyone else, before we do interviews, I ask three questions to paint a clearer picture on the person we interview so that our listeners get a better understanding of who you are. So if you don't mind, could you please fill our readers in on who you are, where you're from, and what you do?
Absolutely. My name is Michaela Heckathorn. I am from a smaller town in Colchester, Connecticut. May or may not have heard it, but main job is a sales representative at SNS Worldwide in my town, but my hobby at the moment is modeling.
Awesome, awesome. Another thing I like to touch base on is the foundation that started someone's path before they took those steps to become what they're interested in becoming. What was that experience like when you decided modeling was something that you wanted to do and you actually took those steps and felt like it was something that you wanted to do and like with photo shoots or whatever? And was it anything you imagined like when you did those photo shoots and or did it take a little while for it to actually sink in?
Started following a boudoir page on Facebook called Legend Boudoir. I don't know, as a man, I'm sure you've heard boudoir is like, you know, the latest and funnest craze. Hype your body up, get some sexy pics done, you know? So she was running a giveaway for a free session, which I ended up winning. So I did that with her, led to my introduction with Shannon, the owner of Legend Boudoir. And she's a great friend of mine now. We just kind of hit it off, we're connected. After my first session with her, I was so blown away from the photos she was able to take, and we just connected so well. So she started reaching out to me, asking for promotional materials, you know, if she had new sets in mind, as she also had been a new photographer the previous year or two. So she's still trying to get her following up as well. I live about an hour away from her. She lives in Rhode Island. So it was just a great opportunity for her and I to work together. And a year and a half later, we're still working together, creating amazing content, and it's been a blast.
Awesome. That's real awesome. Now, we have been speaking for a short period of time back and forth over the realm of social media, and you strike me as a very humble person. I can only imagine how connecting with others to build yourself has been. But as you continue to build yourself, what kind of people are you hoping to connect with more that you feel will contribute to you making your brand or what you want it to be? And what kind of photo shoots are you hoping to doing with photographers if they collaborate with you? Keyword open.
Yes. I'm hoping, honestly, to connect with more like-minded individuals, people who are just starting out, models new to the industry. I'd love to hear any sort of feedback they have, you know, the good, bad, the ugly. You know, this might not be something that ends up working for me. We're trying it. We're figuring it out along the way. It's tough starting out in any new role or position. So I'd also love to help out other local photographers in the area also trying to get their name out, since that's what I did with Shannon. And it's just really fulfilling feeling to help someone else grow their business. And if I have the time to do so, I certainly don't mind doing that. I have a couple things I'm working on, but in the future, I'd be happy to be a part of any sort of vision style shoots like I've done on my page. I'm also interested in advertising, commercials. Honestly, I'm pretty open to ideas in the future.
Awesome. I love that explanation. One of the coolest photo shoots I've seen you do was the black light photo shoot with Shannon Lee. I think the idea was pretty creative, and I haven't seen that kind of photo shoot done in a while. How would you describe the feeling of being in front of a camera and experiencing life through the lens of a photographer that's taking you as a model when they imagine you in your mind, in his mind, when they're shooting you? And how does it make you feel, and what goals have you set that caters to that strong emotion of being a model and making a career out of it?
I loved the black light one. I'm glad you said that. Definitely one of the coolest one I've done. It was fun playing around with like the lighting and to figure out what looked best with the black light, what colors. Obviously white's a good one. But from the first shoot with Shannon, I was really comfortable with her as a female. You know, it wasn't too risque, getting undressed in front of another female. That always helps, you know. But it's always neat to be put in a different pose that I've never tried. And then she'll show me quickly during the shoot what it looks like. It always looks 10 times better than I could always imagine. She makes me see myself in like a new light, and I always appreciate her for that. While I don't know if I could make this a career, I'm definitely enjoying the process and the journey along the way.
That's pretty awesome right there. Now, you definitely just opened up about the kind of projects that you were working on, but is there any projects that you haven't mentioned that you're currently working on now that you're currently planning on releasing in the future that we all should know about?
Yes, actually Shannon had moved to a new studio, so about a month or so ago I helped her with a marketing video just to show different people the process of coming in to do photos with her. So I'm going to really be releasing that video soon, and then also all the photos we took along with that. And then in a month or two we have this awesome flower power shoot plan, so that's going to be a couple different outfits, different locations. She's got some really cool like hippie ideas, so I'm all for it. I'm excited.
That's awesome. Now, what does an upcoming model with a creative talent such as yourself do during her free time? And what is the best place someone can get in contact with you to collab during a free time if they're interested?
I absolutely love exploring nature areas, like different waterfalls in Connecticut. Connecticut's actually home to a lot of super great hiking paths. And just to be able to let yourself wind down after whatever hectic week you've had. So that's what I usually find myself doing on the weekends. And if anyone does want to reach out to me, I definitely suggest hitting up my inbox like you did. I mean, I'll try and reach out as quickly as possible. If I do not see your message, I apologize. It might just be, you know, Instagram algorithms and all that bullshit, but I definitely promise I'll look.
All right, so what's that Instagram? Can you say what that Instagram is?
Yes, it is at Michaela Heckathorn, and I'm going to spell it because, you know, it's Michaela spelled 500 different ways. It's M-I-K-A-Y-L-A Heckathorn, H-E-C-K-A-T-H-O-R-N. And I'm sure you'll drop the link as well.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, you know I am. So who are some of the people that you would like to give a shout out to before we end this interview? And what kind of advice could you lend to people that are interested in getting into the journey to start as a model but don't really know how?
Honestly, shout out to Shannon. I've mentioned her name a bunch already, but Shannon Lee at Legend Boudoir by Shannon Lee, at Legend Boudoir Shannon Lee, but also her vision shoots where I did that Viking photo shoot and the Envy shoot. That's at Focus Photo Rhode Island, RI. She's amazing. Honestly, I wouldn't even have my Instagram page without her. I wasn't really big on Instagram, but she said, you know, I've got some talent and why not put myself out there? So I definitely appreciate that push she gave me. If you're another model trying to look for other opportunities, I'd suggest there's a lot of community pages on social media, either Facebook, Instagram. I'm not on Twitter, but I'm sure there's things on Twitter. But just communities where models, photographers, you know, anyone, entertainers can just like get together and collab and create content. It's a good time. I personally haven't done any of that just because Shannon has been keeping me busy, but a couple people she has photographed have done those sort of community visits, and you know, either pay a fee or you don't. Sometimes there's free ones, but it's definitely a good opportunity to network and meet new people.
Awesome. For the record, I don't have a Twitter either.
No one wants to know my thoughts throughout the day. Let's be real. No, it's fine.
Well, Michaela, I thank you for calling in. You've been real humble ever since I messaged you. We've been talking about a lot of great deal of things, and it's so awesome to always have somebody on here that's willing to express themselves and let them know what you're going through and what you got going on and how to get in contact with you and all that. So I really appreciate you calling in. I thank you so much.
And thank you so much for the opportunity. It's been a blast. You're pretty great. All right, Justin, don't forget that.
All right, thank you. All right, have a good day.
You're welcome. You too.